Well, smaller news websites are pleading with the federal government not to be left out of its planned media bargaining code. The government says the code will more fairly distribute revenue between the companies that create news content and the tech giants who distribute it. But a Senate committee holding an inquiry into the code is hearing concerns that by helping traditional media outlets, small, independent and emerging companies that depend on Google and Facebook for their revenue may be harmed. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Scott Purcell's business began 7 years ago when he and his friends would email each other fashion and lifestyle articles that simply weren't available in Australia.
Yeah, it initially started with us kind of emailing each other cool articles we'd find from a lot of smaller US publishers. And then we quickly realised that there wasn't anything within Australia that was similar to the sorts of things we were sending each other. So we decided to start a small blog ourselves.
The blog grew and grew, and today it's one of Australia's top men's lifestyle websites called Man of Many.
The fact that we've now grown to be, 2.5 times the size of GQ Online, we have, 600,000 Australian readers each month, and been able to monetize it, I think a real testament and really proud of what we've been able to achieve.
But he's worried that all he's built may be under threat by the government's new media bargaining code. The code is aimed at forcing tech giants, Google and Facebook, to share their revenue with the creators of the news content featured in search results and on their news summary pages. It's content mostly produced by traditional media organisations, including the ABC. But Scott Purcell says he's not sure his website would be eligible for revenue under the code. And he's worried the scheme could entrench the power of the large traditional media companies they compete with.
I don't know if we would be eligible for any revenue under the code. And I probably don't think we would be, given the sorts of content that we cover. So I definitely think that we would be at a severe disadvantage.
Free news and limitless space for ads on the internet has killed the business model of traditional news outlets. Rob Nichols is an associate professor at the UNSW Business School. He says some online content producers won't meet the so-called revenue threshold. Under the code, businesses will need to generate revenue of $150,000 from their news content in order to have the right to bargain with Google and Facebook.
Broadly, it's there to stop anybody from saying, well, I've generated some revenue by posting a blog, and therefore I'm a news media business, and therefore I want to enter into negotiations with the platform.
But this threshold might have unintended consequences if small emerging websites are not able to benefit.
So for some businesses, actually, most of their revenue comes through other things, and they have a small portion that is driven by news, and a few of the people who've submitted have put themselves in that category.
The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance represents journalists across Australia. It has been a strong supporter of the code. Marcus Strom is the president of media at the MEAA.
Previously, production and distribution of news was contained within a single organisation, and that allowed news organisations to make money off advertising to fund the journalism. The internet has split the production from the distribution of news, so the organisations that are making all the money from the advertising aren't the ones that are paying for the news creation.
However, he says smaller outlets might be locked out.
What we would hope that the government would want is for any monies raised through this process to support and increase the diversity of media in Australia.
Marcus Strom from the Media Union, Mario Christodoulou, our reporter there.